Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, we finished verses 13 through 17. Let's listen as Dr. Balloon presents the plan of salvation with an invitation today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Balloon.
In Romans 3:10, he says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. That includes me, and that includes you, my friend. In Romans 3:23, he tells us that all has sinned and come short of the glory of God. You realize that where he says come short of the glory of God means that we continually come short. And it's of the glory of God. The glory of God is the Lord Jesus Christ. You realize you are not compared to me and I'm not compared to you? Oh, no, not in God's sight. We're not compared to one another. God does compare us, but he compares us to Jesus Christ. He's the standard. He's the absolute standard. He's the standard that we must meet if we're going to have eternal life in heaven instead of going to hell. Well, we've got to admit, none of us meet that standard. We've all sinned. We've come short of the glory of God. Then in Romans 6:23, he says, for the wages of sin is death. He didn't say for the wages of big sins. He didn't say for the wages of certain types of sin. He didn't say for the wages of a whole lot of sin. He just said for the wages, what we've earned, what we've got coming to us from God, for the wages of sin is death. Final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. Every one of us deserve to go to hell. None of us can make ourselves perfect. None of us can earn our way to heaven. None of us can make ourselves equal with the Lord Jesus Christ. And God never chooses to overlook your sin. Your sin is fully punished. However, that's because Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, to me, the foremost profound words of the Bible is Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, just like we are, the worst day, it's not that we get good enough for him. No, just like we are, Christ died for us. He paid our penalty in full. He did all the work. Romans 6:23 said, for the wages of sin is death, and Jesus Christ paid the penalty. However, Romans 6:23 doesn't end with the wages of sin is death. There's a second half of that verse. It says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friend, he loves you, and he wants to save you. What must you be willing to do? Well, you must be willing to repent. The Bible says in Acts 17:30 that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world. In Acts chapter 3, verse 19, the Holy Spirit, through the lips of the Apostle Peter, says, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. From the lips of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, in his earthly ministry, was in Luke 13:3, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And in case any man didn't understand that, he says it again in verse 5. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. That is, you'll go to hell. It's interesting that John 3:16 that says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In Luke chapter 24, verses 46 and 47, because of his death, burial, and resurrection, Jesus said that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul said he went everywhere preaching repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In 2 Peter 3:9, he says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You say, okay, you've said a lot about repentance, Brother Andy. Now, what does repentance mean? Well, it has a twofold meaning. It means to change the mind, and it means to turn from. And I think that both of those definitions are included. It's to change the mind. It's instead of depending on myself for my salvation, instead of depending upon my works or anything else of what I can do, what my church can do, or what someone else can do for me, I am changing my mind, and I am going to trust the Lord Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. Why? Because Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me, in John 14:6. And in Acts 4:12, it says, there is none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. So, my friend, understand that when you are turning to Jesus, you're turning to him, turning from depending on yourself, and you're depending on him alone. Why are you depending on him alone? Because you believe that he was Almighty God in the flesh, that he lived a sinless life, that he died on the cross, shedding his blood, dying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit, and 3 days later, he physically rose up from the dead. And he did that for you. And believing he did that for you, we find in Romans 10:9-10, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. You see, that's the second part of the word repent. First is a change of mind, but the next is to turn from. So you're turning from, depending on yourself, but you're turning from sin. You say, well, wait a minute, Brother Andy. I've tried to turn from sin. Oh, I've got this in my life, and I've tried to stop it. And boy, next thing I know, I'm doing the same thing again. Some of you are saved, and you're saying the same that too. You're saying, well, I've tried, and I can't overcome it. But you see, my friend, when we turn to Christ, we're saying, Lord, I can't do anything about my sin. Will you take that sin from me? You see, in John 3, the Lord said there were men that loved darkness rather than light, and therefore would not come to the light. See, today, that's why they're preaching a salvation that has no repentance. It allows men to continue in their sin, continue to be vile and wicked, just be religious, and you don't have to allow God to take your sin from you. If you don't want Christ to take your sin from you, you're not saved. But if you want everlasting life, and you not only want that sin taken from you, but you want God's forgiveness. God paid the penalty in full in his Son, Christ Jesus. And then he extends from his heart forgiveness because he loves you. And so he says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He says, him that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. My friend, right where you are right now, Jesus Christ will save you. What must you do? Well, if you believe that he died for you and rose from the dead, and you're willing for him to cleanse you by his blood and take your sin from you, call upon him to save you. I'm going to form a prayer, and the prayer that I form will only be words if you do not mean it. However, if you mean it, you want Christ to be your Lord and Savior. You want forgiveness of sin. You want saved from your sin. You want an everlasting life. and you're willing to trust Jesus Christ and Him alone, then pray this prayer and mean it from your heart. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins, please. I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins, shedding His blood for me. I believe that 3 days later, He rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now, and thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. And my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, you really meant it, then write us and let us know. I want to send you a booklet absolutely free. I'm not going to put you on a mailing list, but I'll want to send you a booklet that is titled Building Blocks. And it will teach you things about the Bible, Bible doctrine. It'll show you how to serve the Lord, how to pray, how to study your Bible. It'll even tell you things about the future, about prophecy and things of that nature. And I want to send it to you absolutely free. Just write and say, Brother Andy, I ask the Lord to save me listening to your broadcast. If you're a Christian and you want to use the booklet to help someone else to disciple a new convert, if you'll write and ask me for it and tell me what you're going to use it for, then I will send it to you freely as well. I'll even let you duplicate the book as many times as you want to duplicate it if you have a duplicator. We want to help. We want to help your life. We want to help you personally through the Word of God. We ask that you tell others about the Lamp and Light radio ministry. Share with them about this ministry and get them to listen in as well. We also, if you've just asked the Lord to save you, encourage you to call a pastor and let him know. Now, not just any pastor. Look in your yellow pages of your book, a telephone book, and look under Baptist Independent and find out if there's a good fundamental Bible preaching church that sticks to this King James Bible, uses the old hymns. Call them up and tell them about the decision that you have just made and ask them what the next step is, and they'll be right there to help you. Some of you are in the United States, but I couldn't reach you in a long time. Others of you are in other areas of the world, the earth, even on the other side of the planet. And obviously I couldn't come to you. But you can get in the Word of God. You can listen to this broadcast. And you can be faithful. I hope that you will. Well, I see that our time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. I trust you'll ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.